There is a little-known prophecy to Abraham's descendants that they would possess the gates of their enemies. Most people do not understand how important this has been to shaping the modern world. It is an important prophecy that still has meaning today. You're listening to Longitude. It's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006. I'm Darris McNeely. God's promise to Abraham included this provision. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17, he said that your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Now, in this context, the word gate means a strategic passageway controlling commerce or military access for a region. Examples of strategic gates are the Straits of Gibraltar and the Suez and the Panama Canals. It is a fact of history that Great Britain and the United States gained control of the majority of the world's most important land and sea gates. These have been critical to their economic and military dominance in the 19th and 20th centuries. Let's consider how Joseph's descendants acquired the three crucial sea gates mentioned above. The first example took place as a result of the War of the Spanish Succession from 1701 to 1714. The Spanish King Charles II had no children. The absence of an heir led to a controversy over succession to the Spanish throne. For a time, it appeared the matter could be peaceably resolved. However, when Charles designated Philip Anjou, the grandson of French King Louis XIV, as his successor, he destabilized the European balance of power. Charles's decision confirmed the worst fears of fellow European statesmen concerning French intentions. At Versailles, the Spanish ambassador, kneeling before the new king, now Philip V of Spain, was heard to say, "There are now no more Pyrenees." He implied that the king's accession amounted to the union of France and Spain, but England's growing dominance prevented this from coming to pass. In 1701, England, at war with France, was determined to restore a favorable balance of power in Europe. England succeeded, and the French bid to dominate the continent failed. In fact, England emerged from the conflict with the largest European navy and her status as a major power confirmed. As a result of the war, England acquired Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, the Hudson Bay Territory, Menorca, and most important, Gibraltar, an indispensable international sea gate. Her possession of Gibraltar meant that she controlled the entry and exit to the Mediterranean world. There's more as well. More than a century and a half later, the British gained direct control of another critical sea gate at the other end of the Mediterranean, the Suez Canal. The British remained at Suez for nearly three quarters of a century. This 100-mile man-made passage between the Mediterranean and Red Sea has long been one of the world's most heavily used shipping lanes, eliminating the long and arduous trip around the southern tip of Africa. In accordance with the Bible prophecy, God gave this sea gate to the British people, the modern descendants of Ephraim, a son of Joseph. We just passed the 50th anniversary last week of a very critical event in more modern times regarding the Suez Canal, when the United States, under then-President Dwight Eisenhower, did not back Britain and France in an effort to retain control of the Suez Canal when Egypt's president at the time, Gamal Abdel Nasser, had nationalized the Suez Canal. That marked a very critical turning point in world relations, and relations especially important there in the Middle East. One of our senior writers on World News and Prophecy, Melvin Rhodes, wrote a short piece about that. We put it on our blog last week. You can look at it there or see it in an upcoming edition, the August edition of World News and Prophecy. There was a third critical sea gate acquired by Joseph's descendants, which was the Panama Canal. This was created in the early part of the 20th century after American President Theodore Roosevelt took steps to secure Panama with bold decisiveness but questionable legality. I just finished reading a very interesting book, a very good book, on English naval history. Arthur Herman's book, To Rule the Waves, details a nautical history of Britain from the Elizabethan period through the Falkland War. Arthur Herman wrote another book earlier called How the Scots Invented the Modern World. Herman tells a good story. He has good insight into the large trends of history. Even if you don't like history, you would like it told in Arthur Herman's style. An example is his perception of England's role as an antagonist to European powers that attempted to dominate the continent and control regions beyond. Here's what Herman says on page 197 of To Rule the Waves. Quote, "The story of the Royal Navy as an agent of change is not just about how it set in motion or sustained certain trends that shaped the future of the world. It is about how it prevented things from happening that might have shaped the world differently. End of quote. The most important was having all Europe ruled by a single man or power. The possibility that a single individual might have at his command all the resources, economies, and technologies of that powerful continent and use them to dominate the rest of the world would haunt the course of modern history right through the 20th century. It would inspire a series of megalomaniacs from Louis XIV and Napoleon to Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. Indeed, a good deal of modern history has been about trying to stop such people as that from succeeding in ruling the continent. And one of the most important factors in accomplishing that, at least in modern time, was the British Navy. The War of the Spanish Succession, which we just talked about, thwarted Louis XIV's bid to control Europe. The war came to a close with the Treaty of Utrecht in 1713. This treaty ensured France would not dominate the continent. The war ended with England in possession of Gibraltar, the rocky fortress at the western entrance to the Mediterranean Sea. Herman concludes on this matter in his book, quote, "Possession of Gibraltar meant that the European continent was bounded by British sea power on two sides. It could now divide its enemies and their forces, while the Royal Navy's supremacy at sea gave Britain unprecedented opportunities for maneuver on land. The pattern of the future was fixed, with the British enjoying a geopolitical advantage no other European power could match." End of quote. That's from pages 230 to 231 of his book, To Rule the Waves. England was on its way at that time to becoming the dominant world power and to realize its God-ordained destiny. The full story is fascinating. Arthur Herman is one of those historians who brings together the historical facts of the story, not realizing they are tracing the outlines of the great story of modern times. In a way, they kind of see through a glass darkly. Our booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Bible Prophecy, fills in the details. I encourage you to read it for a full appreciation of God's hand in history, and especially His fulfillment of the promises to Abraham. Those promises and their fulfillment still impact today's world. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.